I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Obviously Cinema Classics.
It is. Recently, Hereditary made a big splash.
Mm-hmm.
Horror film put out there by an entertainment company called A24.
The very notion that we're talking about a film distribution organization on this show, it says a lot. You know how excited people would get when they would see the 20th Century Fox
sure.
logo come up? This is the independent film equivalent of that feeling. At the very least, you're going to be shown a quality piece of work.
You know, it reminds me of the notice that Miramax got when it was putting out all those classy films.
Mm.
One of the first times that people were aware there was something like an independent company.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yes, A24 is like the new Miramax.
Yeah.
High quality, well made. I first became aware of A24 when I saw Under the Skin,
Scarlett Johansson movie.
It was the most Stanley Kubrick-like film that I'd seen since Stanley Kubrick died.
Yeah.
And that same year, they did Spring Breakers, James Franco as sort of like a drug-dealing pimp.
And 2014, my first notice was A Most Violent Year, followed up the next year with Ex Machina.
Both starring Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, boy.
Before that, don't forget, they had Denis Villeneuve's Enemy. Jake Gyllenhaal, Locke, Tom Hardy is driving around on a telephone.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Spectacular Now with Miles Teller.
Yep.
Then they hit it big 3 years ago with Room.
Yeah, Room. That was
Brie Larson.
Brie Larson got the Oscar for that performance.
Yeah. They did have The Green Room.
With Patrick Stewart as the head of this nationalist. And they were a band that was trapped in the Green Room
because
they had witnessed a crime.
This is such a diverse company. Follow that up with The Lobster.
Right.
Which is completely off. It's a strange movie.
Uh-huh. After The Lobster,
really
you have Swiss Army Man. Daniel Radcliffe is a farting corpse.
Yes.
Moonlight, Best Picture winner.
Best Picture winner. How bad is that?
20th Century Women, which I thought was completely underrated. That's a great movie with Annette Bening.
Annette Bening.
A Ghost Story.
Whoa.
I love that.
But don't you love the way these odd movies that
they
show
What are they looking for?
Yeah, well,
when they pick up a movie to distribute, what are they looking for?
Yeah, I think they're looking for something different. I think they're looking for something esoteric and maybe something almost bordering on supernatural, if you look at, of course. But yet at the same time, Most Violent Year, which is just rooted in the politics of New York City, you know, you can get right down and dirty with these people.
Yeah.
And yet you can get weird.
And right now in theaters, they have Hereditary, which you mentioned, and First Reformed, which is Paul Schrader's new version of Taxi Driver with a priest.
I know. Well, wait a minute. Let's not forget The Florida Project.
Another little great
movie. Right, and it got lost.
So, see, there are these gritty, realist films like A Florida Project, and I would say maybe like Moonlight.
Right.
Can
I throw in another one?
And Lady Bird, yeah.
All right. Can I throw in another one?
For sure.
Killing of the Sacred Deer?
Yeah, the guy, same guy that did The Lobster.
Yes, right.
Lacrimose Snarsgard.
Yorgos Lanthimos.
You're Lanthimos, Yorgos.
And you mentioned Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
An outstanding film last year. One of the oddest ones of last year that I really liked. The Disaster Artist.
Oh, yeah. Wow, yeah.
How about that?
That is one of Franco's favorite films, by the way. I wrote down here when we were talking about doing this, at least 20, 25 films.
You got it. I do.
It's astonishing.
Oh, yeah. You know, and there's a little one that came out last year that I like that nobody else likes.
Hmm.
Good Time with Rob Pattinson.
Oh, yeah. Realism. But some of these other grittier, like you said, the odder ones, the ones with these weird tones. There are 1,000 independent films, I'm sure, being made every day that are striving for that weirdness and going horribly wrong, or they're just insufferable or pretentious. A24 seems to be able to just hone in on that, like we're just pushing the boundaries of being too weird or too precious, you know?
If I were they, and they're probably listening to our show now,
I'm sure,
would take your advice and be very careful about the choice of their weird films in the future.
Yeah. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full versions online at wcbe.org. Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, the Film Commission of Central Ohio, enriching our community and empowering individuals, organizations, and businesses to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com.